Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Spencer Raskoff, he's Chief Executive Officer of Zillow. We'll do housing here in a minute. Let's talk about the effervescence out there. Is it like 1999? I mean, forget about Twitter. There's everything else as well that's frothy.
Well, the late-stage venture capital market and the early-stage venture capital market is frothy on the West Coast, but there's a big difference between now and 1999, which is the size of the internet. I mean, back
it's just
in
bigger.
It's just much bigger. There were 100, 200 million people on the internet back then, and today it's 2 billion. And so a lot of these business models that seemed kind of crazy 10 or 13 years ago, now with the audience size 10x, can actually work. So I don't think it's quite the same.
Your stock has been doing very well. I know you recently came out with earnings. Interesting parallels, right, Scarlett? Because no profit for Zillow. You're in what you call investment mode. Yet investors are in love with it. It sort of reminds me of a recently announced IPO.
I'm going to have a moment of silence for Spencer Raskoff in honor. You actually made money. You brought money down to the net income line. How charming.
It's quaint, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
Look, we and other companies like Twitter see a very, very large market size in front of us and therefore choose to invest. So in the case of Zillow, what's depressing profitability is investing in advertising. We're spending $30, $40, $50 million a year right now on advertising, and it's working. It's growing our audience dramatically. We're separating from competitors. We're by far the largest real estate site in the U.S., and part of that is due to advertising. So we're happy to make that trade-off with profitability.
But you're free cash flow positive, right?
We are.
How irresponsible of you to actually
Wait,
show...
So where does the revenue come from? Does it come from advertising or from the agent business?
It's one and the same for us. So okay. We have almost 50,000 real estate agents that spend a couple $1,000s a year advertising with us in local markets. And so for Zillow, it's a story of local network effects. We're the largest real estate site in every major city in the country, and local real estate agents flock to advertise where the largest audience is in their city.
But the track record for companies, tech-related companies that IPO when they're not profitable, is not so great. It's good on the first day of trading. They tend to outperform those that make money. But great, 1 year down the line, 3 years down the line, according to research by the University of Florida's Jay Ritter, it's not looking so good. So critically, the things happening in the next 2 years is what makes the difference. What's on your agenda for the next 2 years?
Well, for us, what's driving our business now is mobile. So between 60 and 70% of our usage is on a mobile device. And that's really where Zillow is dominating. That's where the growth is coming from. And we monetize incredibly well on mobile, because when agents buy advertising from us, they appear on Zillow on the desktop, Zillow on the tablet, and Zillow on mobile device.
But quickly, to be clear here, very quickly, you're not extrapolating out to 2018.
No, I don't think we trade off 2018.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. You can stay. Spencer Raskoff.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.